Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on here? Today, we're going to talk about the art of relationships. All right, relationships. It's one of the most important things in real estate, but in business in general, right? People buy from people they like. People buy from people they know. People buy from people who have a good track record and people that they can trust. So let's dig a little bit deeper. I'm in real estate, and the only reason why I got into the 27 years that I'm in is due to relationships, right? I joined a mastermind. I built relationships. I networked with people. And after some time, they got to know who I was. I got to know who they were. And they trusted me enough to be a part of the team, and they wanted me to be a part of the team and make sure I was with them so we can close the deal and be successful together, right? How did I build that trust, right? I worked for free, quite frankly, right? They had some units here already, and I offered anytime I was next to the property, hey, I'm next to the property, do you need anything? Hey, I'm next to the property. Do you need me to go look at it? Is there anything I need to check on? And I made sure I didn't ask for anything, right? I wanted to show them that I had value. Value is one of the most important things that you can provide in a relationship. Value and integrity, and we'll get to that later. But my value was, I'm here, right? You have a partner that's on the team as well, and he might be great. Don't get me wrong. But I am here. I am quick. I am responsive. I respond well within 24 hours, much faster than that. And number one, I'm not even asking for anything. So not only am I not expecting anything in return, remember, I'm just here to show them value, right? I have value. I don't need anything in return. Do I want something eventually? Do I want something to possibly come out of it? Of course. But I'm not expecting anything. Once you start expecting things and think that you need to be given things and things can, you know, your heart might get broken. But I provide this value that, you know, where, okay, wow, Emeka will really, you know, go and do all this and not ask for anything in return. And he's really just trying to help, which I was, right? And I built that trust. It's not like that happened over a day's period. It happened over a week's period, over a month's period. And then next thing you know, maybe they want to go check out a property and check it real fast. Hey, Emeka, can you go check out this? Of course, yes, no questions asked, right? I had the ability to go look at things quick, and I showed them that value. I didn't ask questions on, well, are you going to pay me, or well, do I get out of it? No, they asked a question. Can I do this? Yes, I can. Go look at a property here, 30 minutes away, an hour away, sometimes even 2 hours away. Well, if it was okay with my schedule, I did it because I want to build that trust and I want them to understand that they can rely on me. And if I can't do something, they know that I'll express that to them. I'm not gonna stress myself out trying to go out of my way to do something, quite frankly. I'm not getting paid, yeah, but they need to understand, you know, this is what I can do and this is what I can't do. If there's a yes man, eventually, you know, things catch up, life catches up and it won't work out, maybe something at home or with your job. It's different being a yes man and providing value to the extent that you can do something. And I hope that makes sense. And just to kind of, you know, expand further, no one really likes a yes man unless you can truly do everything, say yes, and not affect anyone. But, you know, I'm realistic as well, right? If this property is not good or if the neighborhood is bad, I explain that. I don't tell them things that they just want to hear. They want to know the truth always. And that's where integrity comes from, right? There's no underlying reason why I'm doing things for other people, right? I typically do things because I want to help, and I love building relationships, 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 relationships. Now, let's talk about business and real estate and relationships, right? I work for a company and I have options of different vendors, right? Different vendors I can get for different supplies. And who do I typically rely on the most, right? Pricing is, of course, always going to be a thing, right? When if you're in real estate and you're trying to shop different roofers, pricing is going to come into play. But you want to go to someone who's responsive, someone you trust, someone you can rely on if something happens, because nothing ever is perfect or goes just the way you expect it. So you want to go to someone you've built a relationship with that you can talk to when something happens, or someone who you know is going to give you the answer and the truth, and not just be a yes man to get you in the door, and then something happens and they go away. The relationship aspect of business is so important, and this is the reason deals get done. Most deals get done over lunch or over golf or playing basketball or going to Kansas City or New York for a meetup or a conference, right? You tend to meet people who are like-minded and understand the importance of not only doing your job but having integrity and building, right? And you rather shop with someone you like. That's just a fact, right? When something goes awry and then you get upset with them, you're going to remember that forever. But when something bad happens and you like the person, you're not as upset because you like them, you trust them, you've built a relationship where you know that they're going to fix it. You know they're going to do right by you. If you don't like this person, if you don't have a relationship with the person, you don't know anything. You don't know what they will do for you. You don't know what they won't do for you. And there's kind of this gray area of, uncertainty. But if you built a relationship over years and years and years, and you know how that person is, you know what their values are, and you know that you can trust them, and everything tends to come back down to trust, 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 trust. Now, I am in a mastermind, and I trust almost everyone in that mastermind. And that's because, you have to pay to get in. And I see the people who are actively doing deals, who are responsive, who are consistent, right? I know a lot of people and many people who don't do deals with people they don't know. They have to know each other for at least 6 months to a year before they get into bed. When I say get into bed, get into bed, do these deals with them, because once you do the deals with them and the paper is signed, you're married to them for a while. So if you already have that relationship, you know how they are, then you can sleep a little bit better at night. There's a little bit more peace of mind because while you're asleep, or let's say they're in a different coast, while you sleep, you know that there's no underlying reason why they're doing anything, right? You know how their family is. You know what's going on, right? With my team and with me personally, I build relationships by just being honest, talking about everything. Right. Of course, watch out for certain things to talk about, religion, politics, and sometimes that is okay. Sometimes that is okay. Not in all aspects. But I like to just figure out, how much we can talk about, how much we can relate. 'Cause then I like to say I'm a little bit vulnerable, right? People like to see vulnerability because then that brings trust. Then you're opening the doors to people. I see a lot of people who post on social media, I want to be private. I don't want people to know all my business. Quite frankly, no one needs to know all your business. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is sometimes it's okay to let people know the things you got going on in your life. Sometimes it's okay to let you know the stresses that you have or certain issues that you have. You don't need to tell them everything, but it's okay to not do everything alone, because for the most part, people are understanding. And if you're trying to build a relationship, if you're getting to the point where you're talking about, family, kids, and other things like that, you've built a relationship strong enough where you feel comfortable talking about it. And if you think you can't talk about that stuff with them, then that's how you already know that you can't trust them, right? Right. Or you just haven't built that relationship yet. Right. My team knows many things, but they don't know everything. And when it comes to relationships with your business partners, so you own real estate, your roofers, your contractors, right? How are you going to build relationships with them, right? Contractors, slow and steady wins the race, right? If you're looking at deals on a consistent basis, text them, hey, I got this property. Can you look at it for me? And they'll tell you yes or no, or they won't respond. Right? Okay, hey, I have another property. Can you come look at this? Yes or no, they won't respond. You can see how people react when you ask things. And when you're doing things on a consistent basis, are they getting upset with you? Are they annoyed with you? Are they not responsive? This is real estate's for the long haul, the long game. So they have to believe in you. And if they don't think that you're serious, or maybe you haven't done enough for them to take you seriously, maybe look in the mirror, see if there's, something that you need to switch up. Maybe you need to pay the contractor. Maybe you need to, prove yourself a little bit more in the seriousness if you just got into it. But if they never take you seriously, ever, red flag, right? If they're not going to take me seriously now, and I've proven myself to be serious, I got the education right, I paid to be in this internship or, mastermind, whatever, and they won't take you seriously, walk away. Because I promise you, success brings in a lot of people, and it brings in not only haters, but it brings in people who didn't give you the chance originally, and then all of a sudden they want to start doing business with you, right? I see it. Right? People didn't take me seriously for, certain things. And once I proved myself, and all of a sudden my phone rings, hey, I got this for you. Hey, I got this for you. Hey, you want to try this out? Hey. And then it's just like, okay, well, you don't need to ignore them or be rude, but just understand where they're coming from and understand why they're doing it, right? If they didn't take you seriously before, and all of a sudden you prove yourself now, ask them. Ask them. You don't need to be confrontational. I'm okay with confrontation. However, I don't need to be confrontational. Just ask them questions, see where they're coming from. Maybe there is something else, maybe something's going on. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of excuses, but at least you'll have some understanding. Building relationships is so, so, so important. So important. People buy from people they like. Right? And people rather have issues with people they like than they don't like. Because if they have issues with people they don't like, they just don't talk to them. And then that's a burned bridge. We don't like burned bridges over here. Maybe we learn from it, yes. But, I've been doing in real estate and talking about real estate and posting about real estate for a very long time now. I say very long. I'm only 27. I got into real estate in 2020, well, 2019, so 5 years since it's 2024. But I build a rapport and people understand that I'm in this real estate for the long haul. I've been posting for it for 5 years. I'm not someone who just got in. I have people who can vouch for me. I can have people who can ask about me. And I would say 99.9% of them will probably say good things because I've built that relationship and I've built that trust, right? What have you done to build trust from other people? What are you doing to build relationships with the right people? How are you building relationships with your brokers? How are you building relationships with realtors, banks, contractors, special trades, right? You don't need to be in real estate. You don't need to be doing active things at all times, every day, every month, but you do need to be consistent. It is okay to call and check in on someone. If it's a roof or HVAC. I hate the word check in, actually. Let's go back to check in. When I say check in, I'm not saying call your HVAC guy who you want to use at some point and be like, hey, how things are going. No. Don't do that. Most people hate that. But call and check in, hey, I just looked at, a quadplex, right? And it had an old central AC unit that was installed in two. What are you charging right now for a brand new install? Right. Okay, that's good. Thank you so much. I know I've been calling you a while. How's everything else going? Everything else is good. The family's good. And then, built, be slow and steady. Don't be a robot. You're still a human, and you need to have conversations with that, with the different trades and everyone that, directly or indirectly ties into what you're doing. This is a real estate podcast, so it needs to be about real estate, right? Contractors and different trades. Your drywaller, right? Your framer, HVAC guy, roofer, electrician, right? Build those relationships slow and steady, right? People aren't thinking about us every single day. Our trades are not thinking about us every single day. However, reaching out once a month or whenever you check in with a property or this and that, then they get to understand, okay, hey, this guy's serious. Oh, hey, he's a good person. He asked me how I was. Sometimes you might catch somebody on the right day who's having a bad day, and you just ask how he was and saying you're thinking about him, and that might be okay. Oh yeah, he might need a quote. Let me remind myself, put on a calendar, give him a quote. Building relationships is so important. So important. I have calls on a weekly basis with people who I think I will do deals with eventually, right? I've had calls with people for years now, and things haven't panned out yet, but we don't know what the future holds. And plus, I like these people, quite frankly. They're good people, good morals, good values, interested in the same things. So why not just build another relationship? Because we don't know what we don't know. When you're on a plane, right? I was just on a plane going to a conference at some point, and I was just chatted with, I forget her name, but she said that, oh, she's starting a business, a wedding business, and oh, she also has some land. And then I got to talking with her, and then gave her my information, my name, my business name, and I introduced her to a 1031 exchange. Right? I might have just saved her thousands and possibly millions of dollars just because I built that relationship. She can always reach out to me if she wants, but we never know. Maybe she might reach out to me 5 years from now and, hey, I had this property and I'm issue selling it. And then I look at it and it's a great property in a great area and she just doesn't want to deal with it. And that might be a gold mine for me. You don't know what you don't know. You don't know who's going to help you in the future. So be nice to everyone. Always talk to people with, care and build relationships. It doesn't hurt anyone. It doesn't hurt anyone at all. Build relationships, especially in real estate, because people go to people they like and trust. Until next time.